This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Merry Christmas. And it may well be a white Christmas for some Americans. Heavy snow and strong winds are expected in South Dakota and Nebraska. The National Weather Service is warning that this will be so intense that travel will be difficult to near impossible. Egypt has a new plan to end the war between Israel and Hamas, and they've presented it to the U.S., among other nations. But Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu says this war is not close to finished. And on this Christmas Day, Pope Francis is appealing for peace.
In his message at St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope especially called for an end to the war between Israel and Hamas.
I plead for an end to the military operations with their appalling harvest of innocent civilian victims and call for a solution to the desperate humanitarian situation by an opening to the provision of humanitarian aid.
Pope Francis said the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel was abominable, and he called for the release of hostages still being held. Francis said to pray for peace throughout the world, including in Syria and Yemen. I'm Donna Water.
James Joseph lives in Jerusalem.
Even though there's so much war going on and problems, the whole mystery of Christmas is of hope, of new life. And it's the special day. And so it's like we especially need that spirit of Christmas today.
It's the highest possible level of isolation from the world. That's how a spokesman describes what's happening to the imprisoned Alexei Navalny, the most prominent critic of Russia's President Putin. Supporters say they've located Navalny now, weeks after losing contact with him. He's in a prison colony above the Arctic Circle, an area known for severe winters. This is AP News. Well, for those of us who aren't rich and famous, here's a look at how the other half celebrate the holiday. The AP's Margie Zarletta with this story.
Just for fun, here's how celebrities approach Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a Smoky Mountain Christmas.
Singer Dolly Parton is a kid at Christmas. She says she loves it all.
All the Christmas songs, you eat everything that you can get your hands on.
Ted Lasso star Phil Dunster says he loves Christmas food, but then he's got Christmas guilt.
Every roast potato that I eat, I do 5 press-ups.
The Color Purple star Danielle Brooks loves singing Christmas carols with her family, especially her dad.
My dad can't really sing, so it's fun to listen to him try.
Actor George Clooney looks forward to a Christmas tradition.
Drinking.
Actually, there's a bit more to his holiday.
I've got little kids. I've got 2 6-year-olds. So what's fun for me is going to be spending it with them. That's a blast.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.